Okay, let's see. Yep, we got a couple of minutes before the music starts for the top of the hour. So, hi, Cindy, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, I have this persistent cough that I've had for years, and I just can't figure it out. I've had a chest x-ray and an endoscope done, and nothing shows up. So I thought I might come out to your clinic, but I thought maybe I'd call you first.
Okay, ma'am. Did this come on after a bad infection of any sort, or it just slowly came on its own, or how did it come on?
You know, it's been so long that I don't know. It's really been years.
Okay. The reason I asked if it came on after an infection is that occasionally what the infections do is they destroy the little teeny, you might call them hair things, that are on the inside lining of the bronchial tubes in the trachea. And what they do is they automatically, from the time we're born, sweep stuff out of our lungs so we don't have to cough. If you imagine looking at a field of wheat and wheat with the wind blowing through it and all the wheat bows and comes back up at once, that's what these little things do. And they sweep everything out of the lungs so we don't have to cough. Now, when that happens, some genius researchers figured out a long time ago that vitamin A helps to reactivate those little fellows. They're called cilia, by the way, if you want to look them up, C-I-L-I-A, on the lining of the bronchial tubes and the trachea and all that. And what reactivates them is good old vitamin A. Now, I'm not saying that's your problem. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it might be behind a cough. So, you might want to try vitamin A. Unless you're planning on getting pregnant, it's safe to use 50,000 units a day for a few weeks. Won't hurt a thing. And that's what it takes to reactivate the cilia, if they can be reactivated.